We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
7. Powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between Crosstown Concourse, the Daily Memphian, and the University of Memphis. Hear us online at wyxr.org, on TuneIn, or on your favorite assistant. Just ask for WYXR.
You're listening to WYXR. 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
Listening to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. I'm Tim Perdome. This is Steve Shelley. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Tim Perdome.
Hey, you might have been thinking that you were listening to Top 40 Oldies Station. But actually, I played that song, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes by Edison Lighthouse, a 7-inch that came out on Bell in 1970 and one of my favorite records of all time. That was produced and co-written by Tony McCauley, who did other great records like Smile a Little Smile for Me, Build Me Up Buttercup. The vocals on that song, Love Grows, was by Tony Burrows, who did a lot of one-hit wonders besides Edison Lighthouse. He did White Plains, Brotherhood of Man, the Pipkins doing Gimme That Thing, as well as the Flower Pot Men, who a couple of those guys went on to form Deep Purple, who maybe we might hear about a little later in the show. That starts our show. Now, where are we going, Steve? Are we listening to something in the background?
Yeah, we are. Tim, we didn't get to celebrate birthdays last week, and I apologize for missing the fundraiser last week, but I did check, and if you go to wyxr.org, there is a donate button right there, and if you're able to give, please keep giving to WYXR. But like I mentioned, we didn't get to celebrate birthdays, so here's a birthday for today. Shorty Rogers was celebrating a birthday. This is Martians Go Home from Shorty Rogers and his Giants. That was on the LP, The Swingin' Mr. Rogers, came out in 55. And this tune features the great Shelly Mann on drums. And also a belated happy birthday to John Oates, who I was all set up to celebrate last week, and we didn't get to play Hall & Oates. So let's listen to Shorty for a minute, and we'll get back into the second set.
Which will you go for? Which will you love? Which will you choose from the stars above? Which will you answer? Which will you call? Which will you take for your one and all? Tell me now, which will you love the best? Which do you dance for? Which makes you shine? Which will you choose now? If you won't choose mine, which will you hope for? Which can it be? Which will you take now? If you won't take me, tell me now, which will you love best?
tristeza, longe do quintal. A vida começa no ponto final. Eles têm certeza do bem e do mal, falam com franqueza do bem e do mal. Creem na existência do bem e do mal, o florão da América, o bem e o mal. Só dizem o que dizem, o bem e o mal. Alegres ou tristes, são todos felizes durante o Natal. Da maçã, a sombra do arvoredo, o dia de amanhã. Eis o que eles sabem, o dia de amanhã. Eles sempre falam no dia de amanhã. Eles têm cuidado com o dia de amanhã. Eles cantam os hinos no dia de amanhã. Eles tomam o bonde no dia de amanhã. Eles amam os filhos no dia de amanhã. Tomam o táxi no dia de amanhã. É que eles têm medo do dia de amanhã. Eles aconselham o dia de amanhã. Eles desde já querem ter guardado todo o seu passado no dia de amanhã. Preferem São Paulo, nem o Rio de Janeiro. Apenas tem medo de morrer sem dinheiro. Eles choram aos sábados pelo ano inteiro. E há só um galo em cada galinheiro. E mais vale aquele que acorda cedo. E farinha pouca, meu pirão primeiro. Na mesma boca, sempre o mesmo beijo. E não há amor como o primeiro amor, como o primeiro amor que é puro e verdadeiro. E não há segredo, e a vida é assim mesmo. E pior a emenda do que o soneto. Está sempre à esquerda a porta do banheiro. E certa gente se conhece no cheiro. Da mesa, longe da maçã. Durante o Natal, eles guardam dinheiro, o bem e o mal, pro dia de amanhã.
Os mutantes são demais.
Podemos disfrutar. Springtime's come and gone, and I still miss someone. A postcard of romantic French hotels. Paris in the spring, when birds begin to sing, sweeter than they've sang the songs for years. I smile and dress in the latest styles, and try so hard to catch their eyes. They fade on me like the butterfly. Another springtime's passed me by. My sister waits for me while the leaves fall from the trees. September cries, it's rain on Macclesfield. The innocent children play the T.S. Lowry way. My train pulls out of Houston going north. I smiled and dressed in the latest styles and tried so hard to catch their eyes. They fade on me like the butterfly. Another springtime's passed me by. They fade on me like the butterfly. Another springtime's passed me by.
We're back, and you're listening to the new Untitled Show on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. We just played Another Springtime's Passed Me By. That was by Jimmy Campbell from Son of Anastasia. That LP came out on Fontana in 1969. Con El Merengue, that's Jonathan Richman from Her Mystery of High Heels and Eyeshadow. That came out on Vapor Records in 2001. Ellis, that was Caetano Veloso from his self titled debut, I believe that's his debut, came out on Philips in Brazil in 1968. The first ever USA release of this record and the vinyl edition of that was made by Third Man in 2019. And after Shorty Rogers, we heard Witch Will by Nick Drake. That's from Pink Moon, came out on Island, 1972.
Yes, and I don't know if you saw a few nights ago, Steve, or was it 2 nights ago, that we had a Pink Man.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Saturday night. Next, we're going to do something from, we're going from pink to green. The Kinks are the Village Green Preservation Society. 1968 album. This is one of the tunes you don't hear that much of from that record. This is People Take Pictures of Each Other.
People take pictures of the summer just in case someone thought they had missed it, and to prove that it really existed. Fathers take pictures of the mothers, and the sisters take pictures of brothers, just to show that they love one another. You can't picture love that you took from me when we were young and the world was free. Pictures of things as they used to be, don't show me no more, please. People take pictures of each other just to prove that they really existed. Each other, and a moment can last them forever. All the time when they matter to someone. Of each other.
So long since we last met. I wonder now how I could let you go. Though I don't dare to try too hard, let me come closer to you. I hate to see you sad, although I don't know you so very well. If I can help in any way, let me come closer to you. So please don't run away again. I know you're strong enough to do it, but if you can, please understand, let me come closer to you. It's been so long since we last met. I wonder now how I could let you go. Though I don't dare to try too hard, let me come closer to you. Anymore.
dance. Maybe we could dance. Maybe we could dance together. 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 First time you see.
Seen a man in Kentucky sure is lucky to love down in Bowling Green. Bowling Green folks treat you fine, let you think your own mind. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky, in Bowling Green you walk your own line. Kentucky sunshine makes a heart unfold, it warms. Grass is fine, Kentucky on my mind. Fields down in Bowling Green has the softest grass you've ever seen. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky to lie down in Bowling Green. Kentucky sunshine makes a heart unfold, it warms the body and I know it touches the soul. The bluegrass is fine, Kentucky on my mind. Bowling Green girls treat you right, they all dress country tight. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky to be seen in Bowling Green night. A man in Kentucky, well, he sure is lucky to be seen in Bowling Green night. Thank you.
Hey now, we just heard Five Green Queens and Jean by the Pogues from their 1990 album Hell's Ditch. Before that was Bowling Green by the Gosden Brothers from 1968's Sounds of Goodbye. And before that, something that was recorded here in Memphis at Easley McCain's, it was Pavement, their opening cut, We Dance, from their album Wowie Zowie. It came out in 1995 on Matador. Before that, Colin Blunstone with Let Me Come Closer to You from 1971's 1 Year. The album 1 Year was arranged and produced by Colin's ex-bandmates from the Zombies, Rod Argent and Chris White, who also wrote some songs for Colin for that album. Also some arrangements from Tony Visconti. Before that, we started with the Kinks, with their tune, People Take Pictures of Each Other. And what else, Steve?
We just played some Pavement at Memphis. I really love this this tune that was recorded in Memphis. Let's check it out.
take a chance on me. Hey! Strong as that, and sweet as love. Strong as death and sweet as love. Oh, 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 oh. Strong as death and
Article 28. Right. was living, let's hope. I was just starting to walk, and Daddy always kept a big stick behind the door just in case somebody was to come in that was drunk on moonshine, you know, and Daddy had to do something about it. And this woman, they called her Old Lamp Boy, she come in and she was telling Mommy about her husband she thinks is going out with this woman in Paintsville. So she rode back with that big stick showing Mommy how she was going to hit this woman in the head with it. And when she went back with it, she hit me in the head. And Mommy said, I cried for 5 days. And she said, after the fifth night, I had a great big knot to show up right in the middle of my forehead. And you know, the only thing I remember, I don't remember no pain, but I just remember Mommy and Daddy carrying me in this old whip that Mommy had made out of overhauls. The knots kept getting bigger and bigger, so she took me to the doctor, and that stuff called Masitor or something like that. Mommy said it made both ears flat to my face, and I ain't got very big ears. And I told Mommy that I was going to die. That happened like 4 times, so I didn't walk. It was almost 5. It was kind of a mess. Oh, I forgot about the shoes. Well, shoot, I never had a pair of shoes. Mommy had went and took me to the hospital, you know, to see what the heck was, if they couldn't do something. But they wouldn't keep me because Mommy and Daddy didn't have no money. They just tell them to take me home and let me die, you know, because there wasn't nothing they could do about that kind of disease, I guess. And Mommy told Daddy, says, Ted, you take her down the street. You carry her down the street. And said, let me try this store here. And Mommy went in and told her the story that I was dying, that she had to carry me 12 miles to town and 12 miles back. And I had no shoes. The place, I think it was Murphy's 5 and 10. And they're still there in Paintsville, Kentucky. And I think that they told Mommy they wasn't in business to give shoes away. Mommy told Daddy, says, carry Norita on down the little farther, said, let me stop at another store. And Mommy went right back to the same store. When the guy's back was turned, she stole these little red shoes. And I remember on the big old bridge that went across the river, it went way up high. I've always been scared of that river bridge that went across the big sandy river. Mommy pulled them out from under her little jacket that she was wearing. And she was putting them red shoes on me, and I thought them was the prettiest things I ever saw in my life. And Daddy started crying. And I wondered why. And he said, Clary, we're not going to make it home. And Mommy put the shoes on me. And Daddy took off running and ran all the way to Hannah's Butcher Holler with me. Mommy never had a chance to carry me in at all. That was almost 12 months that Daddy ran with me. But Daddy knew that the cop was going to get us. He left Mommy standing. He took off in a dead run. I remember him running, but he didn't know what for. And I remember asking Mommy, Mommy, why is Daddy running? I remember her hollering, to put your little red shoes away, honey, when you get home. Can you believe that? So I wrote a song called Put My Little Red Shoes Away. You know, they're my little red shoes, and I don't want them to be dirty.
When the sun goes to bed, that's the time you raise your head. That's your lot in life, Lelania. Can't blame ya, Lelania. Arty-tart, la-di-da, can your heart get much sadder? That's your lot in life, Lelania. Can't blame ya, oh Lelania. Run your head your lot in life, Lelania. Can't
with despair that your lot in life, LaLanya, I can't blame ya. Oh, LaLanya.
Listening to WYXR. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. This is what we just played. LaLanya by Deep Purple. From the album called Deep Purple, but also known as Deep Purple 3. That came out in 69. We're wishing a very happy birthday to guitarist Ritchie Blackmore. Ritchie left Deep Purple in 75 and formed Rainbow, but I think later on he returned to Deep Purple maybe once or twice. That was a Donovan tune, by the way, LaLanya. Little Red Shoes, that was Loretta Lynn from Van Leer Rose. That came out in Interscope in 2004. That album was mixed by Stuart Sykes at Easley McCain Studios, and we're celebrating the birth of Loretta Lynn today. Last Train, that was Alan Toussaint from Southern Nights. That came out in 1975, and that was produced by Alan with Marshall Seahorn. My Country Loves Me, that's the Bow Keys. That's from the Royal Sessions. That came out on Yellow Dog in 2004. And as the title implies, that was also recorded at Royal Studios in Memphis. We started off with another tune, most likely recorded at Royal. Strong as Death, Sweet as Love. That's a B-side of a high 7-inch by Al Green. That came out in 1975 and was produced by Willie Mitchell. Tim, well, that's about it for this show today.
It's just about it, isn't it? We are listening to something in the background. This is a tune called Postscript from an album that is called The Secret Dub Life of the Flying Lizards. I think that's both the name of the group and the album. It's a very odd, well, it's a CD, really. Came out on piano in 1995. It was David Cunningham, who was in the Flying Lizards, but without his singing partner. But yeah, so we're going to have to get out of here and make room for Shanksky. And while we're making that switch over, maybe you want to go to WYXR.org. There's still time, even though we're not doing Pledge Drive. Please donate if you didn't get to do it during Pledge Drive week. We still need the money. With that, I'll see you next week, Steve.
See you next week, Tim.
Salvation is free. It's all in the heavens. Can't you see?